It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. We're going on 6 years of good music and good company at pubsong.com. Grab a pint, sláinte. Thank you. Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn. I am the Celt Father, a Celtic geek musician, and your podcast host. I'm going to start it off, as always. I've been working on a new format for this show, and it has some sort of features. So in the beginning, I talk with news. In the middle, I have a special feature, and then I go with the final little bits of gigs and whatnot. So, to start off, I want to talk about news. Oh, and if I didn't mention, this podcast is all about me, Mark Gunn. But obviously, as you heard from the first track, that's not me playing. That was Mithril with Dans Andro, Bartok and Macedonian tune from their album, The Return Home. You can find a link to them in the show notes, as well as to a link to the CD where you can support the band. Yes, normally, sometimes I play my music. Sometimes I play music that I just want to share. And that goes into the latter category. Now, I got back from the Sherwood Celtic Music Festival a couple weeks back. It was a tremendous success. The Broadway Nagging Bards reunion show went awesome. We had a huge crowd out there. I think there's already a few YouTube videos. I'm sure more will come up. But check it out. It was a lot of fun. And we also announced that we're going to put together a new Broadway Nagging Bards CD. Should be out sometime, I'm thinking February to March of next year. That's the goal, but we'll see what happens. I also had a great time playing with Jamie Hauser with our Guns and Drums duo. And that, of course, the music there is a little bit more, I like to say a little bit more refined, a little bit more folky, but beautiful. It was well-received. Everyone absolutely loved it, and I'm looking forward to doing a lot more shows, hopefully with Jamie in the future. We'll see how it goes. Also ran the Hobbit Day promotion, and it was a huge success. We had a lot of hits on Amazon. iTunes not so much, but Amazon, we climbed up the charts and did a great job. So I want to thank everyone who helped out for the Hobbit Day success, and also thanks to everyone who came out to the reunion show and to come see me perform at the Sherwood Celtic Music Festival. Now, I have been working on a new Celtic Christmas compilation CD. So, yeah, this is one of the many projects. I was looking at the number of projects I have. I have like 10 that are on my plate right now. It's making it a little bit more difficult for me to focus, but I'm doing what I can. But I am working on the compilation. I have, I think, 5 tracks approved. Yeah, 5. They're all approved right now, accepted by the artists and whatnot. Now I just need to, you know, get the rest of them. I think there's about 20 tracks in all, and I might have to swap some of those out if some artists will not, you know, are not interested in being a part of the compilation, because that's very possible. The compilation will benefit the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. It's also going to benefit nonprofits, particularly now. Well, I'm not sure about this one, actually. This one I'm saying nonprofits in general, because normally my podcast compilations, they benefit Celtic nonprofits. But because this is a Christmas album, I'm gonna might branch out a little bit to help folks around Christmas time, if I can pull that together. The big question is whether I can get it all done in time, because I have a lot of time. Also, I'm looking into the idea of trying to raise money, get a publicist, and that's where I'm running into sticky grounds right here, because do I run a Kickstarter on this? I'm thinking I probably should. I'm still waiting to hear back from the publicist that I want to promote this album, but I'm betting it's going to cost, you know, $2,000 to $3,000, which is going to be tough trying to raise for this compilation. I don't know. I never know what to do about that, and so what I might do is I might go ahead and run the Kickstarter, and if I meet the goal, then I hire the publicist. If I don't, well, I don't. That makes sense, oddly enough. But again, it's going to benefit Celtic or nonprofits, and I want to start a new feature that I'm going to do at the end of the show, which is a little feature on some nonprofits, because there are a lot of great ones out there, and I want to also know what your favorite nonprofits are, specifically, not in general. I know some folks, when I posted this on my Facebook, they posted generalized, you know, animal stuff. I'm curious what you're specifically, what nonprofits you are interested in. So let me know what you think about that. Now, I have started mixing the Not Every Day is St. Patrick's Day compilation, or CD rather, and I'm going to hope try to put out the gifts. I'm running a little bit behind. Next few weeks, I'm going to be working on it during, you know, in the evenings after my shows at the various conventions I'm going to. My hope is that a little bit of break, I will find some time to finish up this mixing and such, because I got a lot of work to do. But that's my goal, to get it. I still hope I can get it out by the end of the month, but please be patient with me. I really appreciate your patience. There is a new episode of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 130. It's already sounding great. I was listening to it myself, and I don't always do that, and I think I should. I always wanted to do like a listening party for like podcasts and such, you know, where everyone gathers at a specific time and you listen to the show together and share like on like the fan page or something. I thought that'd be kind of cool, but I don't know. Just a thought. I'm putting Hobbit music on sale until the end of the year. Might be not quite the end of the year, but it's Hobbit music. I have two Hobbity CDs, Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits and Memories of Middle-earth. That is the Brobdingnagian Bards album of Lord of the Rings music. It's mostly instrumental. It's a brilliant, fun, beautiful album. I'm very proud of that. And have some news about that coming in the future. But in the meantime, you can purchase a copy and get it. I think it's like 20% off. So go get a copy. All right, that's all I want to talk about that for now. That's the news. And now let's get on with some more music. Next up is the Stubby Shillelaghs with Club to the Pub from Whiskey Business. I played them for the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, and I thought it was such a cool song. I thought I should share it here. It's definitely a pub song.
When I heard a thumping noise outside the door, a pretty girl and some douchebag boys. I took her by the hand and I beg her walk with me for a stroll down to the pub where my ladies all drink free. Hey! I'm not much into techno, nor the hip-hop, nor the rap, and I can't dance to house music, I just can't stand that crap. So get back to your senses and leave that awful club, and let's get pissed down at the pub. Well, I've heard your Lady Gaga and your Kesha Kanye West. It's kind of like choosing which cancer is the best. Well, I can read your poker face, you know, go digger, it's true. So let's dance a merry jig like me granda used to do. Much into techno, nor the hip-hop, nor the rap, and I can't dance to house music, I just can't stand the crap. So get back to your senses and leave that awful club, and let's get pissed down at the pub. I'm sure that you're all thinking that I'm far less than cool, but I'd rather be an Irishman than a big pop culture fool. I sing and drink like we've done for hundreds and hundreds of years. No apple teenies, no vodka crowns, just barrels and barrels of beer. Hey! I'm not much into techno, nor the hip-hop, nor the rap, and I can't dance to house music, I just can't stand the crap. So get back to your senses and leave that awful club, and let's get pissed down at the pub. At least when we play a song and when I try to croon, I can hit my notes without your bloody auto-tune. They put it through a filter so your ears they can beguile, but you can't fool an Irishman with true Celtic style. Much into techno, nor the hip-hop, nor the rap, and I can't dance to house music, I just can't stand the crap. So get back to your senses and leave that awful club, and let's get pissed down at the pub. Well, let's get pissed at Patrick's pub.
A secret idea any political party can support. I got one of those emails. You know how people like to send junk and such, but this specifically, what I got sent was the Congressional Reform Act of 2012. Now, normally when I read any of these emails, the first thing I do is I go to Snopes to look up to the accuracy. And of course, this is not an actual Reform Act. It's a bunch of hogwash on that level. However, the ideas are spectacular. And so I want to just share some of these, if you'll bear with me here. Number one, term limits, 12 years maximum for one of the possible two six-year Senate terms, 6 2-year House terms, 1 6-year, basically 12 years maximum that you're allowed to be in office. Number two, no tenure or pension. A congressman collects a salary while in office and receives no pay when they are out of office. Number three, Congress participates in Social Security. All funds in the Congressional Retirement Fund move to the Social Security system immediately. Great idea. Number four, Congress can purchase their own retirement plan just like every other American. Number five, Congress will no longer vote themselves a pay raise. Congressional pay will rise by the lower of CPI or 2.5%. I don't know what the CPI means, but number six, Congress loses their current health care system. They will participate in the same healthcare system as the American people. Number seven, Congress will equally abide all laws, no special exemptions or treatment. Number eight, all contracts with past and present congressmen are void. So that's the basic concept of this Congressional Reform Act. Obviously, like I said, this is not true. I don't remember if it was brought up in Congress or not. I think not. When I read this, I was like, I don't want to see this. This is stupid. This can never happen. It will never happen because, well, you know, it's Congress has to pass it, you know. But then it really kind of drove into me, you know. My response was cynical. And when it comes to politics, I am very cynical. I like the ideals. There are some great ideals on the Democratic and Republican parties. I like a lot of the Republican ideas, quite honestly. You typically vote Democratic because I think that a lot of the Republican ideals just aren't going to work. Specifically when it comes to regulating, you know, corporations. Corporations will not regulate themselves. So if you do not regulate them, then they create monopolies and then they exploit the people. So, I mean, those are some of the ideas. My dad, he's big into James Adams and basically some of the early rules, you know, the idea that states should have more control. I like that idea, actually. The idea that instead of passing the buck entirely to the government, to the national government, you pass it on to the states. I think that's a brilliant idea, you know. You compartmentalize, you shrink the size of the government. But will the states step up? I don't think all of them will. And I'm not a fan of the whole survival of the fittest aspect. I think we should support all our people, which is why I believe in national health care. Though, admittedly, the national health care could be a format that is run individually by states if you can get the states to actually step up. But that's not here nor there. What it boils down to, though, I mean, like I said, I'm cynical about that sort of stuff. But here, this is stuff that, you know, I believe wholeheartedly that Congress, I don't care who in Congress, all of them pretty much are, you know, they're screwing us. And the reason is because they're in their cushy jobs, much like those corporate executives who won't regulate themselves, neither will Congress. And therefore, they need regulation. And I think this Congressional Reform Act, I think, is a brilliant idea for providing that regulation. I think a lot of people have talked about it too, and the reason I bring it up here is because I want each and every American to get behind this, not the Congress, because if we as Americans support this Congressional Reform Act, it will get done, but we have to be proactive. We can make it happen, and you know, because there's always someone who will help push this through. And if there's enough of a fuss about it, we can make something happen. That's what it boils down to. It's stupid as all get out, but the reason Social Security hasn't been dealt with is because people haven't made enough of a fuss. The only time we talk about Social Security is when the elections are coming around. That's it. It's the only time we talk about Social Security. And so, that said, I want to request your help. And it's not just for me, it's for our whole country. And that is, there is a petition, and I don't know how good, useful these things are, but still, go to this website. There's a link in the show notes. It's a Congressional Reform Act of 2012. It says 14,802 letters and emails sent so far. Go over there, sign the petition, then recommend it, share it on your Facebook, tweet about it, ask others to do the same. And be blunt. This is, more than likely, this is not going to happen this year, next year, 5 years from now. But if we get together and we support it, I really do believe that we can make serious change, which, to be honest, this country needs it, because I'm sick of, personally, I am sick of Congress who doesn't do jack except bitch and trade favors it frustrates the hell out of me. So, they're making the decisions about our country, but they're not following by the same rules. And that's just wrong. These people are putting money in their pockets while they're sitting up there on their congressional high seat. And they're not doing anything that's going to ultimately, make the country a stronger, better place. That's my rant. I hope you will support it. Let's get on with some music. And if you don't like it, move on. But in the meantime, check out the website, pubsong.com, and you'll find petitions2congress.com. That's number 2. And that there you'll find the Congressional Reform Act. Just search for Congressional Reform Act of 2012, and it'll come up as well. All right, so thank you very much. Let's get on some music. This is Liquid Sunshine from my CD, The Bridge.
Of lavender I gaze with the wind and the morning haze. The wind blows soft my hair, the fragrance of the morning air. And gently I stroke your cheek, a tender touch of electricity, and the petals glowing soft on your face remind me of the shadows of silk-spun lace. In the hills I wander alone, just the thought of my island home. The echoing of your voice fills a harmony in my mind as crystal pure as the liquid sunshine, as the liquid sunshine. Water glides off your skin, sparkling as the purest of gems. Your eyes, they glitter and shine, and captivate my gaze in the warm sunshine. The hills I wander alone, just the thought of my island home. The echoing of your voice fills a harmony in my mind as crystal pure as the liquid sunshine, as the liquid sunshine. Lands soft on my shoulder with love. She whispers words in my ear, the song that you long to hear. The hills I wander alone, just the thought of my island home. The echoing of your voice builds a harmony in my mind as crystal pure as the liquid sun. Hills I wander alone, just the thought of my island home. The echoing of your voice builds a harmony in my mind as crystal pure as the liquid sunshine. As the liquid sunshine. As the liquid sunshine. As the liquid sunshine.
Breathe now. That's kind of fun, you know, just ranting on a topic and then letting it go. I've signed my petition while the music was playing, so now it's your turn to do that. Shows. I have a whole bunch of shows coming up. This coming weekend, October 5th through 7th, is Contraflow in New Orleans. Like I said, I'm going to go down there. I'm going to rock out some shows. And then I'm going to go into my room and start working, get back to work on the Not Every Day is St. Patrick's Day CD. Next weekend, I'll be in Huntsville, Alabama, doing the same thing. And the weekend after that, Stone Mountain Highland Games in Stone Mountain Park, Georgia. Then 6 weekends of the Louisiana Renaissance Festival starting in November. So I hope you're going to come and join me for those events. The new feature I wanted to add to the Pup Songs podcast is all about nonprofit organizations. I am a big believer and advocate of nonprofits. I raise thousands of dollars a year from my Celtic compilations, and I want to do more. I was trying to figure out, you know, how do I go out and start sharing more about nonprofits and getting folks involved, and how I can get more involved as well. So finally, I sat down and said, well, you know what I can do? I can share about nonprofits. I can maybe each of these podcasts, I can pick a nonprofit to highlight. So I'm going to start with the one that I know fairly well, which is the Rescue Foundation. It is a nonprofit organization established to promote and maintain health and medical well-being of the participants of Renaissance fairs, historical performances, and other artistic events through financial assistance, advocacy, education, and preventative programs. Yes, so this is specifically, you know, I've worked at Renaissance Festivals for the past 13 years, just found out about them a few years back, and the Renaissance Festival podcast has, you know, we raise money for them. When you buy a copy of the Renaissance Festival podcast compilation, you are helping support the Rescue Foundation because some of the money from that goes to support the Rescue Foundation. This is a really great organization because it helps individual Renaissance Festival entertainers and people who work in the circuit. And, you know, most of them don't have insurance. In fact, last year, my daughter was denied insurance by the Alabama healthcare system. They have this for Children's Network, All Kids is the name of the organization. She was denied health insurance. So I went looking up health insurance prices, and it was going to cost over $1,000 a month for health insurance for the two of us. My jaw dropped. I just felt breathless. I didn't know what we were going to do. I was feeling hopeless. Fortunately, it turned out for the best. All Kids did come back, and they were able to support us after all. But nevertheless, just imagine $1,000 a month. That's over half my monthly income. I couldn't afford that. You know, I struggle to pay the $200 a month. But here's an organization that comes out, and if you have emergency needs and such, they are there for you. So it's a really great organization to get behind and support. You can find out more about them at rescuefoundation.org. That's RESCU Foundation. org. And I hope you'll check them out because it's a really fantastic organization. It's time to finish up this show, and we're going to close it up with Tanya Oplin and Mike Freeman with Dragon Lady from their album, The Master Harper of Pern. Talk to you soon. Sláinte. Songs Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. Find out more about the artists in this show when you post your feedback on the website. And as always, support the musicians who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, then tell your friends to visit pubsong.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.